Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Of December, sky filled with blue. I don't remember the last thing I said to you, but remember, I'll always love you. Every 8th of December, I think of you. Starting over, just like you want to. Remember, I'll always dream with you. I've been standing here for hours by the door. I've been waiting for you to come back to me. Even when you fall, 5th of December, out of the blue, I can never return. I'll always stand for you. I've been standing here for weeks by the door. I've been waiting for you to come back to me once more. Even when you fall,
beauty, beauty, beauty. It's the week. It's Even When You Fall week. 5th of December, 8th of December, 9th of December. Oh, Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. Thanks for being here. Those are the Skydiggers from the great album Road Radio. Oh, I love that song. I love that song. Bit of a deep cut. I don't know why. It was never a single, never a hit. I've only seen them do it once. It's just, it's a total mystery to me. One of the absolute best. Skydiggers there. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. So we're coming to you from the Sunset Saloon basement, of course. And, you know, thanks for being here. You can, you can't call me today, but you can check us out online, telebandagohome.com. You can drop me a line there. You can email me at jeff@telebandagohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here, coming to you from my basement. Also Jeff Robson. And, well, I guess while we're diving into the timely stuff, we might as well get the unfortunate timeliness out of the way as well. And it's always worth commemorating and mentioning the tragic events of December 6th, 1989 in Montreal, when 14 women were murdered by misogyny. And I wish we could say that things have gotten better and that men have learned how to behave themselves, but we all know that's not entirely true. Hopefully we've made some gains, but in memory of those wonderful women and many others murdered by misogyny, here's a couple for that day.
Darkness falls on Montreal. When violence is shrieking, the city streets will run with pain until the moon can shed no light at all. And I believe that we have fallen in the middle of a known highway, and the past is rolling over us. As men begin to understand what women say, they see history reaching out to smother all of us. So ring the bells of mourning for sorrow and for shame, and let the deep well inside each of us swell with outrage. Those of us who know what went before can come again must ring the bells of mourning. I met a man once, he held himself tighter than a fist. He was hard and fast in his inflexibility. He was threatened by the future, a product of the past, and he was terrified of his own femininity. We must ring the bells of mourning, we have everything to gain. And may those of us who comprehend commit our lives to change. And if you swear you can't let yourself be vulnerable again, ring the bells of mourning. For if we can't face ourselves, we will never understand. We can learn to make a cradle with these stubborn hands. And we will hear the echoes from this shattered land when we ring the bells of. Violence was overcome. She said silence is a fuel, fear and ignorance, the roaring flames that burn the freedom out of everyone. She said ring the bells of mourning, let none of us pretend. For if you walk the path in silence, you might never reach the end. And those of us who know what went before can come again must ring the bells of mourning. Be the peaceful language of their song. Let those ancient voices lead us all into the dawn. Ring the bells of morning. Ring the bells of morning.
Thank you.
Geneviève Bergeron, 21. Hélène Colgan, 23. Nathalie Croteau, 23. Barbara Degnaud, 22. Anne-Marie Edouard, 21. Maud Aviernik, 29. Barbara Maria Klusnik, 31. Maryse Lagagnère, 25. Maryse Leclerc, 23. Anne-Marie Lemay, 27. Sonia Petit, 23.
December 6th is a dark building that haunts me. A number I can't erase from my memory. With every year that passes, still a difficult day, a painful reminder. It's hard to know what to say that hasn't already been said. About 14 women murdered. 14 women dead.
14 women murdered. 14 women dead. And it was 3 years after December 6th, 1989, when I laid eyes for the very first time on L'École Polytechnique. I was in my first year of university. It was Frosh Week, and my bus drove by the University of Montreal. I suddenly noticed the sign, and my skin began to crawl, as if suddenly fear had a location, even though I knew that was just an illusion. Because what happened that day and that Marc Le Pen rage is not limited to one location or a particular page in a history book. It is not a news item locked back in time. It's a wall to be scaled. It serves to remind us of what it still means to be a woman in this world, where things may appear equal. But sisters, don't be fooled. Because somehow things just don't quite seem to be evening out. Somehow, as a gender, it looks like we're still down and out. You can read the statistics for yourself. Hundreds of women dying at the hands of their boyfriend or spouse each year. Women's bodies farmed out, used up, disappeared. Meanwhile, waves of feminism have come crashing into shore. And you'd think by now we wouldn't be fighting anymore. But on December 6th, 1989, there was an F-word standoff. The men were ordered outside. 14 women gave their lives. They hadn't signed up to be soldiers. They weren't trying to take sides. They just wanted to be engineers. And I know violence can be random, and no life can be made safe, no matter how much national defense you muster or how much money you make. But among the world's poor, women are on the lowest rung. Our work still undervalued, underpaid, and never done. Across the world, our wages still reflecting less respect. Earning a modest fraction of every male dollar. Economically, we're still the weaker sex. And you'll look around the world at the leaders of state. You'll notice only 15% of politicians are female, and you'll think you made a mistake because you were under the impression that things were equal now. Hasn't it been almost 100 years since women became persons and got the vote in this nation? But look around the world and you'll find anti-abortion legislation. You'll find genital mutilation. 135 million girls and women who've undergone this violation. Exploding rates of female HIV infection. And governments trying to stop overpopulation, making laws which encourage female infanticide. Don't tell me Mark was just a madman, because this violence is still coming from the inside of our world. It is sanctioned. It continues. Our work is not done. And there is still not enough control over who can buy a gun. Four, you are enough.
Annie.
Five, you can listen.
Anne-Marie.
6, you're loud.
I'm loud.
7, you can build a world where women are allowed to be unafraid of who they are and what they do. 8, your sense of humor will carry you through. 9, you can learn whatever you set your mind to. 10, your confidence is what makes you look great. 11, you're beautiful at every age, at any weight. 12, your capacity to love is infinite. 13, you know how to cry. 14, you don't need a list to tell you why. So many reasons to remember. So many reasons to mourn. There are so many reasons to be strong and proud. You were born a woman.
Yeah. Commemoration, December 6th, 1989. And we're doing our best over here to try to, you know, stand up for women and stand up for what's right. And hopefully you are too in your own life. That's Evelyn Perry there with a song called 14 for December 6th. And before that, Stephen Fearing with the classic Bells of Mourning, originally from his Blue Line record. Couldn't find that one. So we went to the live version there. Beauty. All right. On a perhaps happier note, not for everybody, of course. But Barb says once it's December, we're allowed to play Christmas music. And, well, what do you know? We got this one from the research department this week. So things are lining up here. So be forewarned. Here's some actual Christmas content.
It's just the three of us this Christmas. Call Santa on the radio. He's got a few more routes to go. We'll be asleep by then. At least we'll pretend. There won't be no paper on the doorstep. All out Christmas cheer. How'd you pull it off this year? Popcorn on the line. Last year's candy tastes just fine. Daddy asks us how we're doing Christmas morning. Coffee's brewing. Ain't no such thing as tradition. Two homes don't make it better. Holidays won't last forever. Hold on to mama's smile. Might not see another for a while. When will we learn to love December? Every year it seems, new ornament on the tree. Angels looking down and I can't keep my own eyes off the ground. Daddy asks us how we're doing Christmas morning. Coffee's brewing. Yeah, Christmas morning, coffee's brewing. You see, I've grown to love December. pretty lights hung on the pine, ain't as heavy on my mind. Hard times that we've endured, all that love has cured. Ask the children how they're doing. Christmas morning, coffee's brewing. I'm going away.
do this, won't you please, but mother, put my little shoes away.
Go something new from Elliot Brood on the Bandcamp. That sounds a lot like that old Birds number, you know, Graham Parsons. But hey, it's the Christmas Life or the Christmas Time, or I don't know what the hell it is, but it's pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Brand new from Elliot Brood. You can catch their Run DMC cover on there, and you know, there's one more. Can't remember what it's It's Knocking Off, but there's another one on there. Before that, we heard Nudie and the Turks. Nudie and the Turks from Prince Edward Island. Man, that was great. Put My Little Shoes Away from a record called The 13 Days of Xmas. Not a new record, and I believe I've known about this record before, but I don't think I knew it was on the Bandcamp, so I don't think I'd ever gone out and purchased it before. Maybe I have. I don't know. It wouldn't be the first time. But some neat stuff on that. You might want to look it up. The 13 Days of Xmas. Nathan Wiley's on there. And Al Tuck. And Jen Grant. Bunch of people. Interesting. That's my fave there. Nudie and the Turks. Before that, we heard something brand new from Madison Violet. What a great song that is. Holy cow. Of course. Of course they're going to write something that great. Behind the Christmas Lights. There. Christmas music with a message. I can get behind that. And off the top, Lawrence Maxwell. That was pretty great. Christmas Morning Coffee. I believe that comes to us all the way from Shelley Street. Thank you to the research department for hooking us up there. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Maybe all that Christmas music has got you depressed. Maybe you just want to crawl back under the covers. No, I hate it when people do that gimmick. I know I've done it, but I hate it now. But I'll throw you a bunch of covers this week. Throw a whole bunch of covers I found, including this one. This is a bit of an offbeat take, and I saw it on the TV. What show was I watching? Might have been The Handmaid's Tale or something like that. Heard this one, and we'll throw it in here with our to honor, that's a good way of putting it, to honor the late, great Christine McVie. Check this cool cover out.
Thank you. See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand, twist of fate. On a bed of nails, he makes me wait. And I wait without you, with or without you, with or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it.
There's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back at a town you left behind. There's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning.
There's a lot of things on the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind just to tell myself I'm free. But the softest whisper's louder than the highway's calling me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Thank you.
I caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, babe. Can I have some more? The damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle dig another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I sing the song cause I love the man. I know some of you ain't gonna understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. And every junkie's like a setting sun.
What a beauty from Joe Nolan. He's been busy making videos. He's even on the TikTok. You can check out Joe. He's got like little skits on there and like all kinds of weird stuff. But it's all amazing because it's Joe and we love Joe so much. I love that guy. There's his version of Needle and the Damage Done. There. You can catch that on the YouTube or maybe on the TikTok. I don't know. I haven't ventured into the TikTok in a long time. We heard Samantha Fish and Jesse Dayton in there. They have a little EP called The Stardust Sessions. I think it's only 3 songs. Is that even an EP? I don't know. Covering Towns there. I'll Be Here in the Morning. Before that, we heard A.G. You know the legendary A.G.? No, I don't know who that is either. But I know Lissy. Lissy was there singing With or Without You from U2 Reimagined. There. And off the top, a bit of a weird, how much does Terry hate this show today? I want somebody to check on him and make sure he's okay. Kerala Dust there with a version of The Chain. We'll pay our respects to Christine McVie with that. I thought it was pretty cool. I know Terry probably hated it, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what? Here, I'm going to sneak a couple of things in here. Yeah, let's play this because speaking of Terry, we went to the Zoo Lights the other day. You know, there's some great music going on at the Zoo Lights. They've effectively sucked the fun right out of going to those shows. You can't sit down. You're going to freeze to death. And there's no real food at the tent there. Back in the olden days, you could go and you could sit there all night and drink and eat food and enjoy yourself. And it was warm. And now it just sucks. But we're going to go back and see Slow Leaves. And hopefully it won't be too cold that day. I don't know. The Zoo? I don't know what you're doing. Thought you'd want me to hang out there and drink your beer. I guess not. But we went down there to see the Stanley County Cut-Ups. They were great. And our old pal, J.D. Edwards. And J.D. pulled out a couple of cool covers, including this one right here. And this is actually a cover as well. This is Blackie and the Rodeo Kings' version of a John Martin song.
I don't want to know about evil. I only want to know about love. I don't want to know about evil. I only want to know about love. Sky to fall, I'm waiting for the cities to crumble. I'm waiting till I see you crawl. I don't wanna know about evil. I only wanna know about love. I don't wanna know one thing about evil. Thank you.
wanna know about evil. I only wanna know about love.
Now here's a picture of me writing you a love letter to make me feel better, 'cause I'm so far from home. Now it seems like forever since the last time I saw you, and I'd sure like to call you, 'cause I feel so alone. Now it's another cold city, but the same old hotel room. They all look the same to me after a while. A bed and a window over some dirty alley, looking on to the streets, meeting nobody's smile. Now every telephone says, hold the line, like the preachers did when I was just a kid. And it's strange how it still touches me after all this time. They said, keep your light shining brightly, and I just can't take it lightly. I'm still trying to find it. Faces screaming over too much beer, and what they find to talk about, I guess I'll never ever know. But I'm leaving tomorrow, and I don't regret it. Just one more town, and then I can forget. It's a picture of me writing you a love letter to make me feel better, 'cause I've been feeling low. It seems like forever since the last time I saw you, but it won't be much longer. Now look out, honey, you know I'm coming on home.
Well, thank you, J.D. Edwards, for reminding me about that beauty from Coffee House to Concert Hall. That's Love Letter from Stan. There's our mandatory Stan. We got to take a break. We'll pay a couple bills and come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Stick around.